third most important city in the Roman Empire, some say, anyway. So if God needed another man, where is he? Well, chapter 9, verse 1, Saul was breathing out threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord.
What?
Now Saul, still breathing out threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, approached the high priest and asked him for letters to the Damascus synagogues, that if he found any of the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. The way of the Spirit, body of Christ, kingdom of God is called the way several times in the book of Acts. And in his journey, as he was drawing near to Damascus, a light from heaven suddenly shone around him because God needed another man. And he fell to the ground. You know why God couldn't use Peter and James and John? First, he didn't want to start with, but besides that. They were too good. They were too obedient to the law. They were too devoted to the way Jesus lived when he was in the flesh on the earth. Their goodness was in the way. Their devotion to that holy law was in the way. Because that law was going to pass away. They were devoted to something that was going to pass away. He needed another man who had absolutely no confidence in anything that everybody thought was holy. He needed a man that disgusted with life itself and that disgusted with himself. So here he was. He wasn't quite disgusted yet, but he was going to be real soon. And Saul fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" Now notice Jesus did not ask him, "Why do you persecute my people?" You know what that sounds like? That sounds like what Jesus said when he was here. "Inasmuch as you do it to the least of these, my brethren, you do it to me." That's how anybody feels who has the love of God in them when a brother or sister in the Lord suffers, when you see what kind of condition they're in and go visit them the way you did in Lincoln, Earl. You feel that.
How Jesus
feels. You feel how he feels. They've been abused. They've been misled. Sure. Paul got to where he felt that way toward God's people. He asked the Corinthians in his second letter, he said, "Which of you is offended and I don't burn? I don't get indignant." And he told him a little bit later, he said, "You're in my heart to live and die with you." That's the way Jesus feels. And that's why he said to Saul, "Why are you persecuting me?" Jesus felt it when he saw his people suffer. No one in Christ suffers alone if the people around them have the love of God with them. And nobody in Christ is blessed alone if he has the love of God in him. Because he's going to pour out that blessing. He's going to pass it on. Saul said, "Who are you, sir?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." What do you think Saul thought then? "But now rise up and go into the city, and it will be told you what you must do." And the men traveling with him stood speechless, hearing the voice but seeing no one. Oh, what a wonderful thing to be stopped in sin by Jesus.